And hello, this is Jasper Landing.
And Miss Coco, how is everyone today?
I don't think they're going to be able to talk back to you to tell you, so...
Can we start over?
No. This is the way we roll, baby.
This is the way we roll. I don't know that we're rolling yet.
That wasn't the one I wanted.
Oh, okay.
I got used to my things.
Here. It sounded like a machine gun going off.
Yeah, kind of.
And you can even hear my feet are tapping.
Yeah, so snock it off. Snock it off! Oh, this is the one I think I wanted right here.
Okay, we'll play so. It.
Boom.
That wasn't really a boom. That was a boom boom. That was like something that, like, right before the Blues Brothers come out. Boom boom.
I don't know. I don't know.
So funny. Oh,
a little bit. And I'm not toast to I can go. Those damn Toastmasters.
Why don't you share what Toastmasters is?
I think it was good that I wasn't in the picture because now I don't have to go.
The only reason that you weren't in the picture is because Jennifer was next to you and her hands were up, and she didn't like it. So she took herself
who,
out.
Who was next to me?
Jennifer.
Who's that?
Jennifer. Jennifer.
Oh, anyway. It's just the way the show rolls, I guess.
The ums and the ahs and the that's and the... Mm-hmm. Wow.
I could not find a jingle, so we have a lame jingle right now.
Well, I told you. What was the one I told you?
Oh, God, you can really hear my feet tapping, too.
I know.
That's going to be hard because I'm, like, such a mover and tapper.
I know. What was the one that I told you before?
There, that's better. What did you tell me before?
The opening. You know how sometimes when you listen to, like, Drex? Do you ever listen to Drex?
What's Drex?
103.5.
Drex. Oh, no, I don't listen to the radio.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes they have some really fun music. Like, really fun. Like, party music. Not, like, jingles. You know?
It makes sense. What I was trying to do is see if I could... play.
We need to get out of the box and do something different, not the traditional opening whatever. And we need to like sing along to it and be like, we need to create that energy.
Well, that's what I was trying to find. I was trying to find that.
There's a song that you can pull that I love right now. Remember
you have to be careful of using music that's.
Oh, that's true.
Out there.
So
it's copyrighted.
Oh, but the radio station can do it. What are you laughing at? How come? What is that?
Okay, ready? Okay, here's our jingle.
What is that from?
Here's our jingle. It takes a while to start.
Oh. You know what my laugh sounds like? It's like the crazy cat you can't trust. You know which cat?
The Cheshire Cat.
The what?
The Cheshire Cat.
What's a Cheshire Cat?
From Miles in Wonderland.
I don't think I'm familiar with the Cheshire Cat.
Okay, here's our jingle. Let me get to the audio levels here.
There's probably bits and pieces of the stuff that we have that you could probably play.
Yeah.
for sure.
Master. Hold on. It's going to blow out our ears. There. Oh. Now let's try it. Hello, everybody. This is Jasper Landy.
This is Miss Coco. We were high on crack that day. So we've come down to earth, and here we are.
So what do you think? Should that be our jingle? I guess this is all about our jingle today.
I'm struggling with the way that it starts. It's like we didn't get our mojo going until, like, the last line.
Well, if I put layer it on top of each other...
Yeah.
Like multiple, so it sounds more like there's a big group singing.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
God,
that might be helpful. Jasper's a crazy gay guy. Yeah, I'm not a singer, man. You can tell that. He comes right through. it's frightful.
So I'll output that, and then I will edit it and see what I can come up with.
Oh, okay. Okay. That'll work. Can we listen to it again?
But I'd really like to have music with it.
Yeah.
And I don't know that there's a tune out there that is it? Or is it? Is that tune? I mean, I know I've heard the tune, because it's kind of like Family Guy.
Yeah.
The theme to Family Guy. So we'll get better at this as we figure out what we're doing. But I'm getting much closer. And
like closer technology-wise, too?
Well, it's not technology. Technology's all there. It's all in place and ready to go. It's just trying to get the time to get all of the drum rolls and different things, sound effects together, getting the, like our theme song, getting that edited and made into something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this, I'm doing a presentation on podcasting next Wednesday.
I think that's going to really help.
That'll be very helpful.
So let's talk about that.
Well, why don't we talk about that on the next show.
It'll be after the fact.
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow, hello. I was unaware.
Because we are coming up on our 10-minute limit with our trial software here.
Already?
Actually, you know, I want to go longer just to see what happens.
Yeah, we don't really get to say much in 10 minutes. Or...
Well, it takes us 10 minutes
just to get going. It takes us 10 minutes just to get going.
That's why we do one, and then we do another one, and then another one, and another one.
Yeah. Well, that's totally true. It takes us a while to kick things off here. Well.
But, yeah, I think that doing the presentation will be helpful.
So what does what does Jen say to you?
Jen say to me?
Jennifer.
What does she say to me?
Yeah. PR Jen. About the show.
I don't know.
She doesn't ask you anything about it? Like, where are you guys at? How you doing?
Oh, yeah, she's wondering where we're at.
Did you ask her what type of show she wants to do?
No. The last that I talked to her was the last that I had... I haven't talked to her since I talked to you last, which is the last time I talked to you. I was telling you that she was asking me about it. I was really excited about it, and I don't know where she fits in.
Okay, because she said something to me in the locker room the other day. She said she's like a puppy waiting in the wings. So, mm-hmm. Whenever we're ready. And I said, well, it's actually really good that we're just doing this right now by ourselves, because we're figuring out what the hell we're doing, for one. Mm-hmm. And the technology portion of it, you're still working on. And...
This may end in 19 seconds because it's flashing at me, but we'll see what happens.
In 19 seconds. So what is it? It's really just strictly 10 minutes?
For the free version.
Oh.
When I paid the $100.
Got it.
So I didn't want to pay $100 until I figured out if this really was going to do what I wanted to do.
Right. Oh, okay.
Because I could get something else. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it shows that it's still recording after 10 minutes. So I know that this is a discontinued software. I mean, not necessarily discontinued, but a company that was using it for their podcasting is no longer using it.
Oh.
So maybe the guy just decided to say, heck, let's get it out there and anybody can use it. But, so I guess I'm going to use this 10 minutes plus. But we're still recording on the Marantz, so if we say something profound, I will still have it, even if this loses the last minute of the show. So,
do you know there's a link out here to Michael Jackson's autopsy picture?
Really?
Yeah. Michael Jackson's autopsy picture is shown on the cover of The Insider. Wow. Shocking findings.
Yikes.
I can't imagine that this would take me there. But you never know, so let me see what it shows.
I don't even have any, oh, there's my entertainment. Wow. Here's something interesting. At least one person is dead and seven injured after a portion of Madonna's Sticky and Sweet stage set collapsed Thursday in Versailles, France.
Wait, what happened? One person is dead?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I guess her stage collapsed.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, huh? So yeah. I hope she's got good insurance.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lawsuit in the making right there.
Did they ever discover what killed Michael Jackson?
Because
I thought last Friday they were supposed to have.
I don't know that they've actually ever got the toxicology reports back. But you know what? The whole thing is actually quite sad.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that you actually have the whole story in front of you and you kind of understand the play-by-play, and, you know, all he was really doing was hiding the fact that he had an illness, and he was doing, you know, with the whole glove thing and the hand thing, everyone thought it was just this trend that he had started, but actually he was kind of hiding something from the lupus, because the skin discoloration that it started. And then lupus went into something else that went into something else, which went into fibromyalgia. Like, I don't know, they talk of all these different things, which is, you know, reasoning for all the drugs he was taking. But here's the thing. Like, I was thinking, I was like, oh, my God, you know, being around a drug addict in the opiate family, because that's what that is. Those are all downers. He was, like, taking morphine for 72 hours straight to sleep. Like, how could he function? I mean, I know watching somebody abuse, you know, you're talking about 40 Xanax a night. You know, I've seen that. And the reason why they take 40 is because they forget that they took any in the first place, and they just keep taking and taking and taking and taking. They completely forget. They black out. And it's very disturbing because it's like, how could he couldn't function. Because I know when this previous, you know, when he was doing this other stuff, this person that I know, he couldn't function for 3 days after the fact. I mean, it takes days to get it out of your system. Mm-hmm. So if you're like that all the time, I don't even know how he could function. I don't even know how he took care of his kids. I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
Especially if they're saying that this goes back to, like, 1985 is when it started. Well, that was like 25 years ago. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Are we out of time?
We're out of time.
Did we collapse already?
I don't know. It shows like it's still recording, but it may not be saving the last, so I don't want to keep going.
Why don't you check it?
So I am going to take us out now, and and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye,
everybody. Bye-bye.